Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Dylan Cease to the mound for his 14th start. His ERA still below 3.
Swing and a miss, strike 3. There's that slider you were talking about. Springer sent away. Wave and a miss. Oh, that slider just demonic. Swing and a miss for strike 3 on the slider. Swing and a miss. Tore him down with a slider. Strikeout number 10 for Dylan Cease. Slider. Got him.
That's a really strong lineup that had no chance against some of that stuff. No chance.
He was terrific last night, and you could see it. It's funny, though, because Stoney had brought it up, and they were talking about like when he had the no-hit bid. And I don't – like, Cease is interesting because he's a guy that misses bats. And like we were talking about yesterday, would he be better served to miss fewer bats because his stuff is so dominant? And I don't even know how you take that out of someone who's so good at missing bats to say, hey, pitch to contact a little more. I just feel like if he did – he'd go deeper into games and he'd be getting weak contact. But I'm not trying to, I want to change him, but I don't want to change him.
6 innings, 11 strikeouts, his earned run average down to 2.68, his fielder independent pitching down to 2.58. If you'll remember, Michael Kopech had a rough outing against the Blue Jays. And afterward, he gave us some introspection. So I'm going to go back to after Kopech struggled and his pitch count was driven up through the roof and he walked guys and he had to then come into guys later and his sequencing just didn't work, they solved him a little bit. Listen to what Kopech said after that game.
Just came out trying to do too much. Just trying to throw really good two-strike pitches early in the count rather than, you know, getting ahead and then working the count a little bit to get them to expand, and they had the exact opposite approach of how aggressive I came out, which was just make me throw strikes and make me get ahead, and I didn't do a good job of that tonight.
He was nibbling when that's what they baited him into nibbling instead of trusting his terrific stuff and chucking it up there. And we know these pitchers talk to each other, and we know that you turn a negative into a positive. You get your game plan together. You crunch all your data. And I would love it. I would love to know if he and Ethan Katz said, all right, we know what not to do. Trust your stuff. Pump strikes.
That's kind of what I mean about Cease, where the stuff is so good that you're probably not going to get hurt in the strikes. And now maybe this is not the lineup to do that against because they've got guys that can wakatow. But in some of these instances, it's okay to challenge these hitters into weak contact, into go deeper into games. But yeah, everything with Michael Kopech is going to be a learning experience. even though he's been a professional for a decade. This is really his first opportunity to do this. And seeing him take to it as quickly as he has been incredible. It's exactly what the White Sox wanted. It's exactly how they had envisioned this going. And I want to see how he continues to learn and build off of all the stuff that he already has.
I'd like to think that one pitcher is learning from another and they are sharing some of this information on what they know about the guys that they're facing. And, you know, we saw Katz run out. I forgot who the pinch hitter was, but there was someone who came out there and he came running out there with whatever.
Here's the game plan.
Whatever Codify stuff he was looking at. And he's seeing what did Liam Hendricks say? It shows me where they suck. And, you know, better communicate that and make sure everybody knows what page you're on in that regard.
For sure. Yep. And seeing what you're hoping is going to be the core of your rotation. Cease and Kopech and Giolito. Seeing that the two guys with the crazy stuff are learning how to more effectively pitch is great. Now Lucas needs to find his stuff. Or he has to change a little bit of who he is from a sequencing standpoint to be more effective.
Yeah, my hope is that it's the former and that maybe he's got a little something that just doesn't feel right, or sometimes they notice something mechanical that is sapping a couple miles an hour of zip. And if first my first priority would be find that again. Find 96. If you can sit at 96, I'm good. And I don't want him to start reverse engineering his identity as a pitcher. Because to me, that is an admission that something's not coming back. And I don't know how long you give it practically. I don't know how you test it other than in his actual major league starts. And you can watch the bullpens and all that. And they do. But I would exhaust every opportunity to find the velocity. There's no reason why he should be losing velocity.
Right. Although you could point to him recovering from COVID.
You could.
And say maybe he's not completely whole yet. Like he's good. He's healthy enough, but he's not himself yet. And maybe that's what we're seeing.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. 312-644-6767 is what we call the Score listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Ray Diaz is our executive producer. Mike Rankin, our sound man on the board. Brandon Fryer is helping out. Connor O'Donnell is moderating and producing the Twitch stream, which is flying along as we speak at twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. I also want to mention, too, Layla Rahimi Wednesdays remain a thing. She happens to be off today because, believe it or not, the hardest working woman in show business
needs a life.
Needs to sleep every once in a while. And this was the equivalent of like an MLB don't put your spikes on day.
Right.
Where really, like, just be told the day before, don't worry about it. We're
giving her the Burley treatment?
Yes. Yes.
Does that mean that she's going to come in here drunk at 1:30 and bail us out?
Yep. Have a couple of beers, put the spikes on, and get the save after Jeff Blum knocks it out of the park? Maybe. But yes, Layla Rahimi Wednesdays remain a thing on the Score and on the Bernstein and Holmes show. We couldn't be happier about that being what it is. It's just she is off today.
Yeah, because people deserve time off to live their lives. We were talking a couple days ago about the top of the order and who's playing second base, and we had Danny Mendick on the show, and we were wondering if Danny Mendick was going to be the second baseman, and Josh Harrison found his way into the lineup. Josh Harrison found himself in the game yesterday and came through in a big way.
Harrison may have done it. Jose's on his way. It's finally over. The Sox have done it. 7-6. What an adventure.
What two nights for Josh Harrison. He came through with a base hit in the 10th inning. He wins it with a base hit here in the 12th. And the Sox win a huge ball game. They kept fighting back and fighting back. And at the end, they just had a little more endurance and a whole lot of grit.
There was a lot of grit. Highlight courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago, Jason Benetti and Steve Stone on the call. Last seven games for Josh Harrison, 24 at bats, slash of 375, 444, 500. Last 15 games for Josh Harrison, 51 at bats, slash of 275, 345, 392.
Okay.
If he can live there, what he's done the last 7 days is not sustainable. If he can live there at 275, 345, 392, he can be on your roster.
How about Danny Mendick's defense, too?
Yep.
Not only another big hit, but how about the bare hand play and some of what he's doing is it's cool. It was nice to sort of put a personality to him a little bit and get to know him a little bit, and it makes you want to root for him.
For sure. And got, I brought up the idea with him, and I was glad that he talked about it, of a guy that gets sent down a lot. Like a guy that is, oh, well, he's the 27th guy. He's the expendable one. And hearing him talk about what that is like, just think about it. Like it sucks like baseball-wise, but from a life standpoint,
mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I've been living in this hotel or this place that I'm maybe renting in Chicago, and now I'm going to go back to my house in Charlotte or my apartment in Charlotte that I'm sharing with. Like, it's like the whole idea of being a guy that taxis between the minors and the majors. You want a guy like that that's clearly putting in work to be better and has some skills and has been fighting that fight his whole baseball career to succeed. And seeing him do it is awesome. Those are the types of stories that White Sox fans have been ready for. Like, we know that we have like the super talented dudes and seeing them come on, but having some of these guys fulfill their promise as players is exciting.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.